VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. And I have to make a special announcement. Wow, I'm just like totally jazzed. I cannot explain the momentum that is happening with the holistic makeover if I were to use average, everyday language that is so linear to talk about it. But I'm not going to do that. The way that I'm going to explain it is in the spirit of my guest today. And what I mean by that is when we're looking at a vibration on the planet, it's hard to take our everyday language and explain momentum and shift and change. But let me say this. We've extended the deadline for the holistic makeover to the end of August. And we've done that for several reasons. One, the response from practitioners across the globe has been phenomenal. The response from listeners signing up to win the makeover has been phenomenal. We've upped the number of winners to 3. We're hoping to pick one from Australia as well. And there is a pay it forward component to this, meaning that those folks that are selected will have agreed to pay it forward, whatever they learn, whatever they have been taught, whatever knowledge that they have gleaned from it, health, well-being, or otherwise, they are going to select other people to then share that with. Now, you may think to yourself, this doesn't make any sense, but I will share throughout this hour today why this is the level of vibration we need, because my guest today knows so much about vibration. And what happens when you put a vibe out there that is so pure in nature, how explosive it can be to help people live life full out. And so I wanted to share that with you because today, Grammy Award-winning producer Barry Goldstein is joining me here today. And this is, Barry is somebody that if there's an award that you could get for something like this, Barry's got this award. And yet it's not about that for him. You know, if you look at his music and you look at NBC, ABC, Fox, Lifetime, and you go down the list of his accomplishments, you will see that this is an amazingly talented individual. But what is taking him in the direction that he's going? Why is his music so absolutely phenomenal? What is it about his journey, his purpose, that is helping people across the globe? Well, you're going to hear his music today, and you're going to be able to judge for yourself because we are going to play some incredible tracks from his music. Barry, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is such an exciting time. I'm glad I'm alive and living and well in this, and that we are here to help others live life full out. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Pat. I love being here with you. And we are alive. We're so alive. And I love listening to your voice and your aliveness this morning.
Well, there's something exciting brewing in the air. And I want to talk about excitement in terms of your music, your journey, your story. Because it could be really easy for us, you know, Barry, for you and I to sit here. And certainly, if I wanted a really popular show that would hit mainstream America, well, I could probably get on there and jabber about the gloom and doom, what's going on around the globe, complain about it, but that's not what we're about. We're about a different message, and that message is catching on. And I want to ask you, what is it that excites you, that ignites you about your journey, the music that you play, and how it's received?
Well, I think your terminology is perfect, and like listening to your intro and, you know, the idea of the holistic makeover, you know, I think is very pertinent in setting the vibration of the show today because, vibrationally, you know, I think that's what we're all doing is we're evolving constantly and we're making over ourselves. But even more so than making over, we're actually peeling back the layers and remembering who we are.
Yep.
So it's the makeover of, you know, it's like kind of peeling back that makeover because it's already there. And that's what is exciting me, because the work that we're doing throughout the world, it's really not about teaching people, but exactly what you said, of igniting people to the remembrance of who they truly are. And actually seeing, you know, as we go to different places throughout the country and the world, that people are ready to remember the essence of who they truly are without the illusion, the remembrance of their heart. And that's really where our work revolves around, with music and with vibration and intention, and also the power of transformational language, which is a great part of sound healing.
It is. It's a phenomenal part, and it's a phenomenal time for many, many people. I mean, you know, when we're talking about sound healing, I was really struck by, you know, the shows that are airing today on our live network and what we're doing. You know, I have this conversation with you this morning, and then my interview with Lynn McTaggart on the intention experiment and how to hold a vibration in terms of setting an intention. So when you put this together, when you put your healing sound music together and you put together the message of Lynn McTaggart about intentional living, how can we miss, Barry? I mean, how could we miss?
Well, I mean, I think it's learning to anchor in that space that we hold, you know, because as we are in these spaces alone and in sacred space, and we're creating ceremony and we're creating intention and we're creating that connection, it's beautiful. How do we hold it in daily life? You know, how do we hold this when we go out in the street? You know, like my walk to work every day, I live in New York City, is a 15-block walk from where I live to my recording studio. And mm-hmm. in that 15 blocks, you know, by the time I get to my studio, I'm hearing ambulances going by me. I'm seeing homeless people, you know, and just this array of different energies that, you know, embark upon even a 15-block journey. And by the time you get to work, you know, you can become off-centered, you know, and, you know, lose that intention. So it's all about really creating the intention of holding the intention.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well. And, you know, working with tools to keep us more balanced. And it's a lot of what we're doing with chakra work, which is a great part of the sound healing stuff that I do, using vibrational tuning forks. And, you know, what I'm finding, Dr. Pat, is that we have to get past the buzzwords, you know, that are being
yeah.
used in, like, metaphysics.
Yeah.
You know, like, as soon as I say chakra, you know, if I say that word in a corporate environment, I've already lost my audience, you know, in terms of assisting people.
Right.
But chakras have been around for thousands of years, and it's really our energetic spine that allows us to hold this anchor of intention by keeping our energetic flow.
Right. But if you stepped up and you said to these folks, hey, did you, any of you folks sitting around this table ever have a pain in the back or a pain in the neck? Boy, they get it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And what's that do towards? Yeah. It's usually to a block in the spine, which is,
right.
you know, which is stopping energy. So it's all about blocks, right? And it's all about identifying blocks, releasing blocks, and then attuning to higher vibrations. And so, you know, whether I call it an energetic block or I call it releasing stress, it doesn't matter to me. You know,
exactly.
My goal is to assist the person in releasing it.
Exactly. And we're actually going to play a track. The first song will be The Moment. We're getting ready to play that right now. And I wanted to ask you about that track for a minute, and that, you know, which is also, I think, the title of CD. So let's talk about that, The Moment. How, you know, in that piece, is there a message that all of us are waiting to hear, Barry?
Absolutely. And it's about releasing the criteria that we create to move forward. In other words, well, when I get the perfect graphic designer, I will create my website. when I get that car, I'll start my business. And it's actually not about waiting for God to come to us. It's about us taking a small step forward and knowing that God is with us, in us, and supports us on our journey and moving forward in the moment And I say sometimes the smallest steps we take create the largest movement.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk more about the smallest steps we take because, you know, my very special guest today, Barry Goldstein, knows a ton about those small steps. We're going to talk about his journey, what it was like growing up with Barry's dad, and more importantly, what role does healing sound music, what role does this play in creating peace within and peace out? Barry nailed it before when he said the makeover is truly not a makeover, and if you know anything about me, you know that I created Crust Busting, which is about chipping away the layers of crust to release the magnificence that's already inside you. Take a listen to this beautiful, beautiful music right now. If you can, stop what you're doing and simply listen. I invite you to do that. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, more about this conversation, and more about how you can get to a place of peace regardless of what's going on the outside. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
I was just waiting for the moment to earth, waiting for a sacred sign. It was right here all the time, and I am here, but I am now. I am who I am. Won't waste another second of my life.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to the drpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. The drpatshow.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise, and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show,
hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The seven-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Hey, are you one of those people who need a boost of motivation to lose those extra pounds and inches? Well, here it is. Take the Sugar-Free Miracle Weight Loss Challenge and earn $100 for every 10 pounds you lose. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the amazing Sugar-Free Miracle Diet, which you'll love. It's easy, sustainable, and it stops out-of-control eating. To participate, send me an email at expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. That's expert@sugarfreemiracle.com, and I'll send you the details.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I am so thrilled to be talking with my guest today, Barry Goldstein. We're talking on music, the universal language of love. There's no question about it. And we're learning more and more about the vibration of music and its relationship to healing. You know, Barry's work is groundbreaking. And groundbreaking in the sense that we're talking about how to create an invitation for everyone out there to shift and change their lives in any given moment and what that means. You know, he shared music from his critically acclaimed series, Ambiology, and his inspirational album, The Moment. You're hearing music from that. And he's opened up and shared space with New York Times bestselling authors Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, James Von Prague, as well as many, many other people. And today he's here to share his journey, his message, and his music. And Barry, you know, thank you so much for joining us here today. I so love how you are connecting and how you are bringing the light to so many people. How is it that music is finally getting its acclaim to be healing in nature?
Well, I think that music, because we're just all brought up with listening to the radio, and you know, it's something that crosses boundaries of language. It's really every part of our life, from television, movies, even walking down the street. So it's an acceptable and safe way for people to connect. So starting from that premise, it creates the space of safety, which I think is the most important element in any healing process, is that people have to feel safe before they're ready to release a block. And just music has a way of doing that. So even when I'm going into corporate environments and people are unfamiliar with the terminology we're using, when you put the music on, you know, it allows them to move past whatever thoughts they have, whatever mental questions they have, and really just connect. And that was really my intention when I created the series Ambiology, was that it would bring people back to the essence of their heart at a relaxed state. And that's one thing that most modalities and, you know, most types of medicine, whether it's holistic or traditional, agree upon, is that the body heals in a more effective way when it's in a relaxed state.
That's really what we're talking about. And, you know, honestly, you're living in New York. I grew up in New York. And even though I'm not in New York now, there is a pace that we're running at, Barry. There, you know this. I know this. There's a pace. And what it seems like is that the more we hear about not so cool things, if anybody out there actually tunes into the news, but let's just say you do, the faster we want to run to avoid the pain. And sometimes we need to do the opposite, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's it. It's like, where's your focus? You know, if we're like cameras, you know, and if we focus on that, then that's what we're going to basically get. So for me, it's like, well, why can't we focus on common ground? You know, the things that we all know and have agreed upon, and use that as a starting point. And that's what it is for me. It's like getting back to basics of, you know, teachings that have been around for thousands of years, you know, but we tend to want to go to new technologies that put us more in our mindset, you know. And I'm talking about things, you might have heard of it. It's an energy called love. And, you know, there was a rabbi from many years ago named Yeshua who, you know, really that was his teaching, was to come back to the essence of teaching love on the planet and becoming what we seek. And, you know, I'm not a born-again Christian or really of any specific religious teaching. You know, I love to learn about all teachings that are being, you know, are being studied and people are worshiping, because I think it's in that common ground of all of them that we find the universal truths. And that's really what it's about, is moving people back to that energy of knowing that love is the most powerful energy that we can use in the healing process.
It is. And, you know, you are as well. You know, you have some upcoming events. First of all, I want to mention them. I mean, you have an event in New York City in August, and the Sound Healing Circle. And that theme is creating compassion. Let's talk about this for a minute, because, you know, creating compassion, I can't tell you how many times, Mary, I get information from people that are telling me about how difficult it is to love, how difficult it is, you know, to be at this place where, you know, we're all connected. And they ask me, they question me sometimes, and they say, you know, what are you smoking, Dr. Pat? What is wrong with you? Are you like, you know, Miss Pollyanna? And I say, no, I'm no different than anybody else. I'm like you, Barry. There are some days I wake up and I got a bad hair day. But there are tools that we can use. And that's what is so important. You know, this upcoming event that you're doing, actually there's more than one event, but you have a range of these events. What is it, what is your expectation around going out in public, showing people, being with people about sound healing?
Well, you know, I try to carry no expectations. I try to move into events with intentions as opposed to expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually the intentions are usually created before the event, but they're about creating the highest capacity of healing for each individual at these events. And the one that I'm doing is based on compassionate boundaries. So it's actually, you know, it's incorporating the bridge of what you're talking about when you're having those bad hair days. You know, in my case, it's bad eyebrow days. where, you know...
I just had my eyebrows done.
Oh, see that? I'm jealous. So anyway, yeah, of creating the bridge between what we know to be true and having those bad days. And sometimes it requires that we create compassionate boundaries also. It's not always just about being woo-woo or, you know, being Pollyanna. It's really incorporating love and compassion, but at the same time being able to voice yourself. You know, that old saying, don't mistake kindness for weakness. So it's teaching people how to speak from their highest self. In other words, combining the highest intention of their solar plexus chakra, right, which is to bring in your divine power, moving that energy up, okay, to your heart space, which is all about the balance of giving and receiving of love, and then being able to voice those together as you move it up into your throat. And it's teaching people that they can create boundaries and at the same time be compassionate. And so it's all about voicing from our power in our heart at the same time.
So we have a song coming up. It's called Remember. And I want to ask you about this song, because we are talking about voicing, and we're going to hear this just incredible sound healing right now. What were you intending in creating Remember?
Well, Remember was a very beautiful journey with a sound healer named Alea Dow. And basically, we came into the studio just knowing that we were supposed to do something together. She came in and laid the vocals down in 2 days, and there was hardly any music around it. And I created all the music around her in a nine-month period. It was almost like a birthing process. And when the album was done and the bodies of work were completed, we both knew that the album was about awakening and remembering who we are. And Remember became the pinnacle piece within that of really creating that activation within us. When you listen to it, you can feel the tones and the sound in there. And my intention was really to create something that would be able to cross over into mainstream, that would have sound healing aspects of it, but also something that people can sing along to. Because as we sing something that's rememberable, and we call it a chorus, you know, then that's actually a modern-day mantra. And that's really what we look to create with Remember, is a modern-day mantra of remembrance.
Well, let's do that right now. Let's take a break, but let's first listen to this incredible track, Remember. And get yourself to a place where singing along, opening yourself up, and creating your day, as my friend Dr. Joe says, is what your life is about. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Man, if it weren't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all.
Oh, whoa, whoa. You need a shift in perspective.
I know. I want to change, but I just can't seem to make it stick. My relationship, my job, my finances, all hitting rock bottom.
Well, you know what? You should enter Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover Contest.
Oh, no, not another makeover.
Don't wait just a minute. Don't jump to conclusions. It's not just another makeover. It's a makeover from the inside out, the kind that really works. The Dr. Pat Show is bringing together practitioners from all across the country to work with three lucky listeners to change their lives for good, dude. Now, seriously, here's the deal. Like Dr. Pat says, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Now you get all the help you need to become the new you.
Okay, how do I enter?
Well, all you gotta do is go to DrPatsMakeover.com for all the info and to enter. That's DrPatsMakeover.com to finally become the person you've always wanted to be.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted with HUNA. You'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Toprasin.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin.com or 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm so thrilled to have Barry Goldstein joining me here today. I want to make sure that you have his website because there is just wonderful information. You'll get to find out how you can connect with Barry personally. You can go to BarryGoldsteinMusic.com, BarryGoldsteinMusic.com, and I think there are several other websites that we'll share with you today. And Barry, I want to thank you for joining us here on the show. We're getting to hear your music. We're getting to chat with you. And I wanted to ask you in this segment, I mentioned at the beginning of the show what is happening with the holistic makeover. Our intention, by the way, was to create an initiative that would help rise the vibration, help people plug into hope. And paying it forward aspect is very different. Someone said to me, no one is doing or ever does a makeover with the pay it forward component. Why are you doing that? And I thought about that. And Barry, I wanted to hear your perspective because I know you're involved. Some of the most fulfilling experiences for me have been when I was helping another person. And I know that this is something that you're very passionate about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because as we learn, we're all mutually teachers and students, and I think as we learn something and pass it forward, that's where inspiration is really created from. Because it's a never-ending process where inspiration continues to create inspiration. And that's really how we shift the vibration of the planet, is that when we're inspired, or where the word comes from, to be in spirit, and we pass that on to someone else, we create an opening for them to actually raise their vibration, and then they pass that forward. And it continues within this universal ripple effect. So I think that we all have a gift that we're here to share. And as we share that gift, it encourages others and gives them the safety to explore their own gift and pass that on and play that forward. And we were talking at the break about a concept very similar to yours in terms of pay it forward, where we use music to play it forward. So if you're inspired by a song, then you can do the same thing and play it forward to someone else, you know, tell them to listen to it or to download it from iTunes. And, you know, we have a very strong modality within the tool of music that people can use. So something that inspires you, like a song, is such a powerful tool to create an energetic shift on a daily basis. You know, I'm sure that if I ask you right now, Dr. Pat, is there one song that when you hear it, it totally shifts your environment?
Oh, that would be without question. I could name about five of them.
Right, and you know, sometimes it's a fun one, right? It could be like, I'm so excited by the Pizza Sisters.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you even mentioned that. Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. It can be something like that.
Yeah, for me it was like the Jackson 5, The Love You Save. So we know that, you know, I'm sure the listeners out there are going, oh yeah, mine is this or mine is that. And so why don't we listen to that song on a daily basis when you're in that funk and you're having that bad hair day? You know, have that CD with you of I'm So Excited in your car. You know, and use it as a tool. And then by me telling you, oh, wow, I love the Jackson 5's The Love You Save, you say, oh, wow, I used to love that song also.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have another song on your CD to play forward to somebody else, and we just create this library of inspirational songs that we know can assist us in shifting our environment.
I it's really interesting that we're talking about this because, you know, I think we get stuck, Barry, in this mode of I have to do it right or I don't know how to do it. But what you've just described is so perfect. What a great invitation to put out to everyone today. And, you know, this is really what I love about connecting and being able to reach out to people. I would like to invite all the listeners out there to think about that song that you love and then play it today or keep it next to you. I mean, look at what we're talking about. And, you know, Barry, this is something that you live and you breathe. And yet at the same time, I'm kind of scratching my head and saying to myself, oh, my goodness, you know, how wonderful it is that we can do that. And yet we don't think to do these things, right? I mean, we don't think to put that really cool music on that or put it in our iPod or, you know, whatever that is. We don't think to say, wow, that music is making me smile. I want to hear more of that. How is your connection to the public? How are you finding that with inspiring people to create the shift or this harmonic balance?
Well, I think that it's exactly what we're talking about. Like you said, people just have so many criteria about getting there. You know, and even when we talk about, like, sound healing, it doesn't have to be about bowls and tuning forks, you know. Although they're great tools, you know, we put so much emphasis on the how to get there. You know, so what we just talked about is popular music. You know, we can shift from using music in a pop, you know, within pop music. And I think it's the same thing with meditation as well. We put so much criteria on how to get there. And what is the get there? Isn't the get there about connecting with source, divinity, God, whatever you choose to call it?
Yeah.
You know, who cares how we get there, whether it's in an upright position, you know, with your fingers together and your spine, which is beautiful, or I used to watch my mother, meditate as she washed the dishes. And, you know, she didn't even know she was meditating. But she was in that place where her mind was clear, and I could tell there was a connection there.
I have to tell you, it is so funny you mentioned that because, believe it or not, for me, the zone, I used to watch my mom do that as well, but it wasn't about the dishes, it was about vacuuming. And what I discovered is, and I wanted you to address this issue because this is also, you know, this is quite controversial, and I'm going to talk about it when we come back. I would do the same, and I watch my mother do the same with vacuuming. And the reason I bring that up is because the vacuum has a sound. And I wanted to ask you, as we go off to this break, we're going to also hear another track, which is called Eden. I wanted to ask you when we come back, what do we do, how do we address, quote, noise that people may not see as meditative? How can we, from the work that you do, transform that, for example, the city sounds in New York City, into meditation? Because if you don't, and you do live in New York City, or like, you know, me, I live next to a hospital, you will actually make yourself crazy trying to resist that. Barry Goldstein is my very special guest today. You can go to BarryGoldsteinMusic.com for more information. But we've got a fabulous, fabulous track for you. We're sharing this music so that you can absolutely relax, flow into it, and create your day. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, my very special guest today, Barry Goldstein. When we come back, we're going to be talking about transforming sound and how to do that and the power that you have to do that when we return back from break. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. For more about us, check us out, www.thedrpatshow.com. And more importantly, if you want to check out the makeover, simply go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com. We've extended the date. We invite you to play with us. We'll be right back.
The experts. Call toll free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature debt. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debtfreemca.com.
Hay House invites you to a glorious weekend retreat in Tampa, Florida. Meet more than 30 of your favorite authors for the inspiring, uplifting I Can Do It conference coming to Tampa this October 3rd through 5th. Join Wayne Dyer, Sylvia Brown, Caroline Mace, Colette Baron-Reed, John Holland, Marianne Williamson, and more for a weekend of spiritual discovery and great fellowship. It's the I Can Do It conference for life-changing good times. See details at icandoit.net.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at The Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. SmallBizSherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit the drpatshow.com and register now.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I am thrilled to be introducing you to Barry Goldstein, his music, his love, and the work that he's doing. I want to welcome all of you to the show. And again, if you want to find out more about Barry and also about his music, some of the tracks you've seen are available on his website, BarryGoldsteinMusic.com. You know, Barry, welcome back, and thank you for joining us here today. Before the break, I was talking about perhaps sounds that we don't like. And what do we do about them? Some people say that, you know, I can't get away from this noise. How do I adjust to it? Is it possible for us to take sounds that we truly don't align with and make it meditative?
Well, absolutely. I say absolutely to that. And we were talking about it. And the thing is that all of our vibrations are totally different and change on a daily basis. We change harmonically on a daily basis. So what bothered you yesterday might not bother you today. And, you know, we talked about, like, I'm in the city, so my environment of, like, sounds around me, like ambulances and things that are going by, cars honking their horns, don't really disturb me because I'm used to them. Whereas sounds like crickets, when I go to the country, it sounds wild, but it's hard for me to sleep with them. So normally what I do to actually move this into a place where I can actually shift that into another way of listening to it is a very simple tool that I use. And sometimes people will see me in the street even doing it. And it's really not so much shifting what we're hearing, but moving in back into our own internal rhythm. And again, common ground is that internal rhythm that we all start with is that of the heartbeat. So if there's a sound that's disturbing me or something that is in my environment that I don't want to focus on, I actually stop what I'm doing, I put my hands on my heart, and allow myself to feel my heartbeat and begin to breathe into my heartbeat. And what this does is it moves you back into your own rhythm. And you might not even hear your heartbeat, but just bringing an awareness by putting your hands on your heart can assist you in shifting a vibration that you're not comfortable with.
And we were talking about being not comfortable with some things. For example, you and I were saying, both of us grow up in New York City, so, you know, sirens for most people or police cars or whatever it is that we hear on the city streets is uncomfortable for most people. But when you grow up in that environment, it's not something that is uncomfortable. However, I think you and I were sharing that, you know, our first sort of busting out into the country was a very scary and disturbing experience.
Right, absolutely. So it's like all of us are different, so it's about respecting what works for yourself.
Right. It was crickets for you, right?
Right. For me, it was like crickets.
It was frogs for me, yeah.
Yeah, it was like really loud, you know, while others like, oh, aren't the crickets beautiful? And I was like, I can't believe, you know. So it just shows you that all of our vibrations are different, and you have to honor yourself. Like, how can I move towards finding more serenity within myself? And we were talking about that as well, is that in a country, in a world where we're trying, not even trying, let's say we're moving towards creating peace mm-hmm. in this world, where do we start?
You know, exactly. Start? Exactly.
It has to be within each one of our own hearts and moving towards inner peace and creating sacred space for yourself on a daily basis. You have to take care of yourself and give yourself sacred time to connect. And that's very important. If there's one tool that I can give the listeners today, is that in order to set the vibration of peace, you have to be able to receive it first. You have to allow yourself to receive. And even if you're taking 5 minutes out of your day, make that a commitment of doing that for between 30 and 40 days, of giving yourself something that you love, something that brings you peace, whether it's a walk in nature, whether it's a beautiful piece of music, or whether it's you know, something that you love to eat that might bring you inner peace. It's all about the intention of that 5 minutes of giving it to yourself. And when you create that in your own heart, where you are able to receive it, then it can begin to ripple outwardly to your friends and family, your community, your country, and then the world. But it starts with you. Each one of us has to take that responsibility to create that inner peace.
Yeah, Barry, thank you. This has been such a great show today. We're getting ready to play Through the Eyes of God. That's a track that we're going to close the show with. And I wanted to ask you for a little background around that and your personal message for us today.
Okay. Well, Through the Eyes of God actually changed the way that I wrote music because it was received in a dream. And in that dream, I was shown how we're all connected through the experience of being a single blade of grass. And as I said before, I really wasn't raised in a formal tradition, although it was in a Jewish background. So my belief in biblical studies was not very strong at that point. And when this dream came, I was shown the beauty and simplicity of how we're all connected in universal oneness, how we all affect each other in a profound way. And Through the Eyes of God was truly the first song that I felt that I co-created and collaborated with God on. And that really changed the way that I viewed music from a writing point of view. And now in everything that I do, I bring that connection in where I ask Source, I ask God to please create with me. And of course, the answer is always yes. So that's what Through the Eyes of God is based upon.
Let's create something together here today. Barry, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And what an incredible gift you have, and thank you for taking it out into the world.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, and thank you so much for the unbelievable work that you're doing with this show and all the things that you're doing behind the scenes to assist people. And I just love your work, and I'm honored to be with you today.
Well, thank you. And we are all connected. That is something we've known from the very first day I started this show, and we're going to continue to bring you the best. As we end today's show, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and sit back and enjoy this incredible, incredible music by Barry Goldstein. And if you want to find out more about Barry, go to his website, barrygoldsteinmusic.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, you too can help another. We'll see you next week.